Blog Talk Radio.
Dip, 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 dip. La 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 la
me.
I'm gonna go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching out and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I do want to apologize for being late. I'm having technical difficulties these days. And by my records, I thought I had set the show for 5:30. And when I was sitting down to get ready and prepare for 5:30, I noticed that I had missed a portion of the show. These shows are very important to me, and I don't want anyone to feel any way different. I appreciate my listeners. I wish I had more followers, but I do get quite a few emails, and I do help people, sometimes one-on-one and most times just on the air. I help people find work. My belief is that there should be no unemployed people anywhere in America, the richest country on earth. And I have skills that'll get people working. And I know that just as many people as it is that's without jobs and want jobs, there are a lot of different reasons for a lot of those different people why they're not actually working. And I know that it's not just because they're not looking as the cause for them not working. I'm not that naive, first of all, professional, second. So I've dealt with unemployed people over the years, and I know that there are always other circumstances involved. So my show today, I did not get a chance to actually do it as I laid it out, because believe it or not, I follow a complete outline with my shows, because my intent is to be sure that I give people enough information every show to go out and feel a little more confident in being able to land a job. So my show today is titled Someday Is Here. And my plan is to talk to you guys about making money from home. No problem that I've missed part of it. Can pick up later. But I do want to cover enough to get people going toward a home-based business. The question I would ask you is, what has been your work for life? And then I would want to ask you, what work would give you pleasure based on the things that you are passionate about today? What that, what these two things do is get you to thinking about what skills you have and which one of those skills or which series of those skills are things you would not mind doing. And if you're unemployed, then I want you, even if you're going to continue your job search, I'm asking you to start making money from home. You can make money. Have no fear. Don't be afraid of failing. Start doing something to make some money from home. Now, if your money ain't right, then think about what you can do with what you have available right now, what you have access to. What can you do with what you already have around you to start making some money? And you take anything that you can and make some money. And when you get enough money from that net, proceed to your next step. What you make money from in the next 5-10 days might not be what you want to do to supplement your income, or it might not be what you would like to do operating your own business. But the point is, you have to start at A. And you have to make A reality. So A means do something to make some money. Collect something to make some money. Go up in your attic. Go in your closet. Go out in your tool shed. Wherever there is a possibility that you can do something today and you'll have some money in your hand this time next week, how you start your someday. You know how you think about someday I'll do this and someday I'll do that. You start it right now doing what you can do. And if you're a person like most Americans who done worked most of their life, you got stuff that's in good shape that you can sell and make some money. It's doing you no good, none whatsoever. And you can always go back and get more things, but you can't go buy your youth. You can't go buy your health. So if you spend 5 years doing nothing and stuff is in your home or in your garage or in your attic that you could have made money from, and had a better 5 years, why wouldn't you do it? Because if you lose your health through worrying, you have nothing. You can't just go up in the attic and sell some stuff to buy your health. So you have to decide today that you're going to do something to benefit the rest of your life. And you can do that by deciding what it is that you would like to do to make some money so you will have some money this time next week. You can go give some blood. If you don't have any illnesses, you can, and some places pay very well. And a lot of times if you go and you donate blood, you're getting paid for it. And sometimes there are surveys that you can participate in and get paid good money over a couple of weeks time period. You need money. You live in the richest country on earth. You have no reason to be without. So someday is here, and I want you to begin the rest of your life today. I want you to get fully involved in the rest of your life, starting today. This is your someday. So, are you ready to start a business? Do you already know exactly what you want to do as a business person? You need to assess your resources before you make a final decision. That has to come first. Assess your resources. You can do this. Based on what you want to do, what do you have already at hand to do that? If you don't have the things you need to do what you want to do, then based on the things that you do have, use those things to make the money that you need to get the things that you have to have to do what it is you want to do. So regardless of the business that you choose, you need to come up with a plan, whatever materials you need, a website, a marketing plan, and a business card. Now, you might say, there you go. I don't have any money. Remember I said, whichever means you have right now that'll make you some money and put some money in your hand by this time next week, get busy on it. Get busy. You decide what plan you have to start your business, and then you find what you need to make money so you can get the money you need for your plan. Now, your plan for your business need to include, you need to know what product or service you're going to be doing, how much it's going to cost you to do it, and what your profit is going to look like, who is your target market, arrange to set up a bank account, decide if you need employees, and decide how people are going to pay for your goods or services. Those things will get you going. So this is how you will start your business, and you'll start today by coming up with solutions to making some money to take care of your needs and wants as you move along in this business venture. Because saying someday you're going to get something done, someday if things are, you'll do this, that, or the other, today is your someday if you're unemployed. Today is your someday if your employment over the last 10 years haven't reaped you the things that you want. You might be getting the things you need, but I'm talking about the things that you want. So that chant about someday, you can put an end to it, starting today with a plan. You develop a plan, and you put that plan in action to get the money that you need. And with that money, you work your plan, you get your equipment, you get your materials, you do your website, you set up a marketing plan, and you get you some business cards. It's not difficult. And right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, I'm here to help. I can provide you with whatever help it is that you need. You can contact me right here, blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can email me, wfl@workforlife.net, and I'm on Twitter at workforlifebea. Someday is today. Someday is that cry that really means you just don't have the courage. So it's here. And I'm going to help you and support you and keep you strong until you can stand on your own. I want to get you to a better tomorrow, and I want to get you to a future of pleasure, and I want you to get involved fully because I'm involved. Whatever successes you hope for, why not begin today to work toward those hopes? There's lots of ways to start your own business. Whether you have resources or not, you can become a successful business person. Work for Life is a money-making business. We are people who have no income, low income, or are financially able but need some ideas. We help. Whatever you desire, let no one suggest that you cannot accomplish your goals. Let no one suggest your desires will take more time than you have. Listen to my shows that I've been doing since March 30th, I think I began this series. And each show has information to help you prepare to get started. And this show, as I say, I was running late and didn't get a chance to cover the things that I was going to cover, but I will air the next show as part two of this show. That's what I'll do. And then I'll talk about businesses that you can start right from home without money based on what things you have access to right now, and I'll tell you what tools you need and what steps you need to take. You're invited to email me with a request for a special business, and I'll give you the information that you need by email. But you must give me a 3-day turnaround. I do have help, part-time help, but a lot of my business time goes toward getting people on jobs. And veterans come first in the things that I do. So when I'm working with one person and a veteran come through, I do allow that veteran needs to be bumped to the front. So my next show, I'll be talking with you. Possibilities for you. Low-cost, home-based startups. Businesses that you can do and market to other businesses and to individuals in hopes to improve communities and businesses. So I have a nice list I'm going to share with you. I want to hear from you. You can contact me here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. There's a message board, and please follow. And you can email me, WFL@workforlife.net, and I'm on Twitter @workforlifeb. I believe in work. I believe that your attitude matters. Your abilities are important. The actions that you take matters. Your attire matters. I believe unemployed people have to expect to change that part of their life themselves. And there's more than one way to make it happen. And you have to be willing to get involved fully. And I can promise you in 30 days, whether you're looking for a job or whether you want to start your own business, you'll have money coming in. 30 days or less. It's guaranteed because there's nothing difficult about it. It's just believing in yourself and being willing to honestly take a look at what you can offer and what your goals are. So if you're not getting to where you want to be, most likely you're overstepping the goals. You're setting goals that you can't reach. And that way, it's no steps. It might be 20 steps. And if you take all 20 of those steps, it might take 20 days to do those 20 steps. But if it takes 5 steps, and you don't start at step 1 and then step 2 and 3 and 4 and get to that 5th day, you're not going to get there regardless how many steps it is. So it's about you getting fully involved and deciding that you're going to make a better life for tomorrow and for your retirement. That's what Work for Life is about. Seeing to it that people get into jobs or operate businesses that they're passionate about. And it takes you to do that, not me, not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother, not your employer. It takes you. And you have to make the decision what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And if you are satisfied with yesterday, then you're probably not willing to get it fully involved today. And that means your tomorrow probably won't be the same as your yesterday. It'll probably be a little bit worse. So until my next show, I'm Bill Leader. Thank you for listening in to the Work for Life show.